From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's official. The Oakland A's are headed to West Sacramento. This morning, the baseball team, the city, and the owner of the minor league Rivercats, Vivek Ranadive, who also owns the Sacramento Kings, announced that the A's will play at Sutter Health Park for at least three seasons, starting in 2025. It is a major win for West Sacramento, downtown Sacramento, and the counties surrounding the region. But for Oakland, it's another major loss. We all remember that a few years back, the Raiders left for Las Vegas, and the A's are poised to follow them there in a few years. The ballpark in Vegas is expected to be completed in 2028, and since the A's contract at the Oakland Coliseum expires this season, that leaves a three-year gap to fill, and West Sac is stepping in. We're going to learn more about the impact with West Sacramento Mayor Martha Guerrero and Barry Broom, the president and CEO at the Greater Sacramento Economic Council, in just a moment. But first, Sean Cunningham with Fox 40 Sports joins us from Sutter Health Park with the X's and O's of how this deal happened. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Vicky. How are you doing?
Well, what a morning, Sean. I mean, I know you probably had an inkling, but I imagine when you woke up, you didn't know that this was going to be your assignment today.
I sure didn't. I was expecting just to casually go down to Stockton and check in on the G League playoffs that are just hitting for the Stockton Kings as they are the number one seed, and figured we'd have a press conference later this week, but I didn't know it'd be this morning into these rainy conditions out at Sutter Health Park.
Yeah, I mean, we watched the press conference. It was a busy morning, a good news day for sure for West Sacramento and Sacramento. But for our audience who may not follow all the drama with the Oakland A's, the baseball team, briefly explain why the team is leaving Oakland for Vegas.
Well, I guess that depends on who you ask. I mean, certainly they play in a ballpark that is dilapidated by, I think, everyone's standards, including Major League Baseball. It comes down to something that was very similar that Kings fans went through here in the capital city, where you had an antiquated building and it needed to step into the modern times. And if you look around Major League Baseball, the Coliseum just isn't it. You already saw the Raiders leave to Vegas, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, and then you see just right next door on the same lot that the Oakland Coliseum is at, Oracle Arena, ends up, the Warriors ends up leaving, going across the bay to San Francisco to their new home in Chase Center. So John Fisher, the A's owner, having to feel the need to do likewise and unable to really see anything come to fruition in the Oakland vicinity in their region. Obviously, San Jose had been an option for a little while, but the Giants, that's their home market, so they blocked that move, and they were trying to get something done along the shores over by Jack London Square, certainly with the waterfront district there, and try to revitalize a dilapidated area in Oakland and in the Alameda area. And it just didn't come to fruition. I think a lot of people feel that John Fisher didn't give Oakland the proper time to get something done, and felt like he was never in fully to begin with. And here they sit now in Sacramento as they, looked at Vegas and Salt Lake City and even Oakland to try to see what happens here in the next 3 to 4 years before that Vegas stadium is ready. So while the A's are Vegas bound, it looks like they're going to be here in Sacramento for the next 3, possibly even 4 years. To come here in West Sacramento.
Okay, so there were other options. So if you're the A's, why West Sacramento? Why play in a minor league stadium?
Well, that was also the situation that would have happened in Salt Lake City, and I asked that very question to both A's president Dave Cavill and Vivek Ranadive. And Sacramento, being located in California, in the Northern California region, certainly kind of gave a leg up on the competition, if you will, because you already have a dedicated fan base. You have a television contract with NBC Sports California that is very lucrative, and they can still manage to broadcast those games through their television contract and still collect the money, that all the revenue that comes with that as well. So having the fan base, and plus, let's not forget, it wasn't that long ago where for the first 14 years of the Rivercats' existence in West Sacramento, they were an Oakland A's AAA affiliate. So before becoming a Giants affiliate, they were an A's affiliate. So now you already have a built-in fan base. It's only 90 minutes away, Oakland to Sacramento, barring traffic, of course. And you have that dedicated fan base that they feel that they can provide the most intimate setting in Major League Baseball here at Sutter Health Park, which, if you've been out here, every seat is very close. They're putting in a ton of renovations for this facility after Vivek Ranadive had taken it over. They'll build a new clubhouse. They'll have lighting and infrastructure that's built, but it already seats 14,014 people on a sellout. So that a sellout here would eclipse what they've been getting in Oakland over these past few years with A's fans.
Okay, so you mentioned what Sutter Health Park is going to have to do in terms of improvements, but the ballpark is can hold, I think, about 14,000 fans, and the owner of the A's during the press conference said it would be the most intimate ballpark in the country. Is that enough room for the Rivercats? What's going to happen with them?
Yeah, they'll have to build another clubhouse, and they're going to share this facility, and they're going to work with Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball to figure out scheduling and how that's going to work. It will be a 24-hour operation when it comes to ground crews and staff, making sure that both teams can play here. You know, it's not going to be ideal by any means, but I think it can work, and you might run into a doubleheader every now and then and see how that'll impact, you know, not only traffic and people getting in and out, but staffs and concessions and field crews. And Major League Baseball is all in with both feet to try to make that happen. So I think the first year, beginning next season, could be some hurdles to and challenges for some people. But I think the hope would be to, at least from a Vivek Ranadive standpoint, is to show that not only that it can be done, but that Sacramento is a baseball town, because asking him what his long-term vision was in doing this, it's, yeah, you're facilitating the A's move to Las Vegas ultimately, but you have a huge opportunity here to show that Sacramento as a region can support Major League Baseball, and that's his long-term goal.
What's going to happen with the name? Are they still going to be the Oakland A's?
They will not. They will be the A's, or the Athletics, as they're also known, but they will just strictly be the A's. And I asked Dave Cavill, the A's president, that very question, like, hey, if they're only going to be the A's and the Athletics, and you know, even Vivek Ranadive, who says Sacramento will play second fiddle to no other city, how does one honor the A's? And he says they have ways to do that, not only throughout the ballpark, but even on the uniform. But in the meantime, they would no longer be the Oakland A's. They will not yet be the Las Vegas A's, and they're certainly not going to call them the Sacramento A's, even though they'll be playing here in West Sacramento. So they will strictly be the A's or the Athletics, and we'll see what kind of nice touches that they honor Sacramento with, either throughout the club or even with their uniform.
Okay. Well, pretty much following the big announcement this morning, you can pretty much go on social media. People are already posting and asking how they can put down deposits for A's tickets. So do you have any idea how that process is going to work?
Well, I know that they've already set up a site, actually, sutterhealthpark.com/athletics. I know that, you know, A's season ticket holders from Oakland will obviously get priority. You know, even Rivercats season ticket holders have priority, but certainly that's the only way that I know in terms of what tickets and seat deposits and things like that look like. But we're still a little ways off. I mean, they've got plenty of time. It was interesting because literally a little over a year ago, I believe it was March 6th, I saw Vivek Ranadive and John Fisher sitting courtside at Golden One Center with, of course, Sacramento and Davis native Huston Minhaj, the stand-up comic. And I think this is how quickly things had come together, is that might have been one of the first face-to-face meetings that these two ownership groups had with one another. And here they are a little over a year later announcing that they've got a 3, possibly 4-year partnership for the A's in Sacramento. So in terms of tickets, it's pretty admirable that they already have a site set up to secure deposits on tickets and give priority to not only the Oakland fans, but Rivercats fans as well.
Finally, Sean, I mean, you've been a local sports journalist here for quite some time. We've had disappointments with locking down another pro team. And of course, as you mentioned, we almost lost the Sacramento Kings at one point. What do you think having a pro MLB team will mean to sports fans here?
Well, it's certainly going to enhance civic pride, and we've talked about that in the past, and I know there's a lot of A's fans who are very, very down, and Kings fans from Sacramento who probably feel conflicted that, hey, losing the Oakland Athletics and Sacramento gaining it might be akin to what Seattle would have done had they, you know, landed the Kings during the relocation saga and stolen the Kings from Sacramento. I think because this is already a pathway, I don't look at it the same way, because it's already been an ownership group that has announced a move to Las Vegas. And I think what this is, and I look at this a very similar to the way Vivek Ranadive looks at it, which is a humongous opportunity to show your market that can handle more than just one major league professional team. Obviously, they have the Kings, and the support that they have is honestly probably second to none, really, in the entire NBA. And when it comes to baseball, it's now an opportunity to show off the market and to show that this can work, even if it's a 3 or 4 year commitment. he's had conversations with MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred about his desire to bring a team to Sacramento. And in talking to him today, that still is his long-term goal. Even if it's not the A's, to at least show off that this is a market capable of landing an expansion team, possibly a team that moves. And yes, they might be facilitating that move to Vegas, but in doing so, this could be 10 years from now, Sacramento could very well have its own Major League Baseball team, and it may not even take that long. So you've got a lot of teams throughout Major League Baseball who don't have a ton of fan support. They're not all profitable. So at the end of the day, if Sacramento can show that they have a corporate dollar sponsorships and fan support, why wouldn't Major League Baseball look at Sacramento as a possible destination?
It is an exciting time. Sean, as always, thanks for joining us.
Anytime, Vicki. Take it easy.
Sean Cunningham is with Fox 40 Sports. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about the announcement that the Oakland A's will be playing in West Sacramento's Sutter Health Park for at least three seasons starting next year. I now want to bring in Barry Broom, who is the president and CEO of the Greater Sacramento Economic Council, and Martha Guerrero, the mayor of West Sacramento. Mayor Guerrero, I want to start with you. Put this into perspective. How big of a win is this for West Sac?
Oh, this is an incredible win for West Sacramento. We have long dreamed to see a Major League Baseball team. And when Sutter Health Park was built way back, that was our vision. And then when VBAC, purchased Sacramento River Cats, I can feel that that vision was going to come to a reality with his tremendous influence and leadership. And so we are just thrilled that we have both John and VBAC in that partnership bring a Major League team, the A's, to Sutter Health Park.
When did you find out as mayor that this was locked down and going to happen?
Well, pretty much like everybody else, just recently. it was deliberations going on. And so with that, we were just waiting to see how that turned out. And we were all, I'm a person of faith, praying that this would happen, and it did, and it's just so exciting.
All right, Barry, we are listening to a press conference and also interviews that you've been doing. It's a busy morning for you with GSEC with this big announcement. In an interview that you just did with CBS 13, you called out Major League Soccer for abandoning its plans for a Sacramento team. Get us up to speed on what happened, and especially now that temporarily for 3 to 4 years, we're going to have an MLB pro team.
Yeah, I think, one of our big challenges in the Sacramento area is, we've been the little redheaded stepchild in California behind our big brothers and sisters, Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, Silicon Valley. And, we've been overlooked and, we got a little bit of a chip on our shoulder. And I know, we are bigger than six U.S. markets that have three professional sports teams. So we know we can easily digest a second sports team. I believe we can do three. And, I think if we think with abundance, Major League Baseball won't be the only franchise we have in town. I'm always, it's never really set well with me that the Major League Soccer committed a team to Sacramento and after COVID pulled out their bid, really provided us no explanation and never really properly let us reengage and represent our interests. So, I've been waiting for a chance to put a little bit of elbow on the commissioner of MLS. And I'm not done putting one on him. This is a great town. We did everything right in MLS. We'll do everything right for the A's. I know I got a lot of confidence in West Sacramento. One of the things I said to Vivek Ranadive, you saved us once when you kept the Kings, and now you saved us twice because, what's going to be the narrative of California next 3 to 5 years? It hasn't been very good. What's the narrative of Oakland and San Francisco? It hasn't been very good. It's more about people leaving and people divesting. Yet here in the capital region, Greater Sacramento, our narrative is we're the top region in California now. We're no longer the little brother. The little brother's playing varsity basketball now. And, we're capable of delivering Major League Baseball. We're capable of delivering Major League Soccer. And we're going to do it starting with West Sacramento.
I know that you are constantly trying to get investment into the greater Sacramento region, which is Sacramento and the surrounding counties. You're going face to face with whales who have a lot of options and there's a lot of competition. What does this add, even for a temporary period of time, 3 to 4 years, having a pro team? What does this add to your weight and the words behind it when you're trying to attract a more diverse economy?
Yeah, you're never standing still. You're either going forward or you're going backwards. And the first statement is we're going forward. Secondly, you know, the fishers, you know, there's not a sports owner that doesn't get knocked around. They're good business people. You know, they have an empire of opportunities, and to have a family like that and an investment group like that choose us is another credibility build out. You know, you want to put eyes on your community. What's going on in your town? What do the eyes look like when they look at your community? So things like Light the Beam, incredibly effective in getting people to say, hey, Sacramento, now we're going to have another team. And I really think this ballpark is going to be fun to play in. You know, Duke Basketball, which is a big brand, plays in a 6,000-seat basketball arena. They call them the Duke Crazies. And I think we're going to have to think of a nickname for Sutter Park, you know, that's going to really embody the enthusiasm of competition in sports that's deep in our heritage. But we're going to have so much fun from an experience and a marketing standpoint. I'm not done with that name Sacramento. I'm going to fight to get it put on that jersey. And then one more thing I asked the Fishers, when you win the World Series in the next 3 years, we want that parade here not in Las Vegas. So I believe in miracles. I believe in our community. So I think this is going to lead to big things.
Mayor Guerrero, I've been in Sacramento now for several years, and you have just seen how much West Sacramento, especially along the River District, along the Sacramento River, has just transformed in the last 5 to 10 years. Having a pro team, what kind of boost will this give to the area?
Oh, this is going to be providing a tremendous boost to our economy in West Sacramento and in the region. So we are already hearing about interested restaurants wanting to, you know, explore opportunities to get situated out here. It's happening fast. And Vicki, so we already see that, you know, this is going to provide for us, you know, tax revenue, sales tax revenue. Also, bringing people in to take a look at our beautiful restaurants and enjoying our riverfront, our scenic riverfront, where we have been building the infrastructure to just enjoy our outdoor, you know, trails. And we also, a while back, got a boat ramp built so you can come by boat. It's just going to be a lovely place to come out and watch a major league team. So that's like watching the A's with all the other teams who's going to come through West Sacramento. It's just going to be an exciting adventure for our entire community.
I also think about the symbiotic relationship you have just over Tower Bridge with downtown Sacramento. And when this all comes to life, which is just around the corner next year, you'll have Sacramento Kings games. You also have concerts at Golden One Center, as well as other events. People can just walk from Golden One Center under the tunnel to Old Sac, cross Tower Bridge, and get to Sutter Health Park. Can you help put that into perspective about how West Sacramento, you're your own city in a different county, but the two of you, especially the downtown corridor, you all rely on each other economically?
That's right, Vicki. What we've accomplished just recently on City Council through the support of the Yolo County Transportation District is an agreement for VIA, our on-demand rideshare, to go across the river and transport people back and forth from Sacramento, particularly for this reason, so that we can get people out of their vehicles using on-demand rideshare. It provides safety for those who just want to enjoy and have a drink and get home safely. And also expanding the bike and scooters. We see people all over using that, especially during the summer. Just getting people in and out safely, and also accommodating, you know, cars, as we're going to be needing that. We have our West Sacramento PD making sure that traffic safety is a priority.
Mayor Guerrero and Barry, thank you. It will be the first of many conversations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Barry Broom is the president and CEO of the Greater Sacramento Economic Council, GSEC, and Martha Guerrero is the mayor of West Sacramento. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.